Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Moikens, and welcome to your SwiftUI audio immersion program. So these audio episodes here that you're going to be listening to, they're not meant to teach specifically line by line, you know, with pieces of code, because that is really hard to do, right? You're listening, you're probably driving somewhere, or you know, you're on public transportation, you're heading to work, or you just want to listen to something and you want to learn at the same time. Well, I can teach you concepts and we can talk about things related to SwiftUI, but I'm not going to tell you how to code a whole screen with SwiftUI. That's not the purpose. I may tell you about some things about SwiftUI, and I may talk about pieces of code, but just know that this series of audio is not meant to teach you line by line and all the different pieces of code that it takes to create something in SwiftUI. So with that said, let's get into this first episode where we're going to talk about SwiftUI and how it fits in this whole ecosystem that Apple has given us or created for us. Where does it fit in programming? Do you need to use it? Should you use it? Should you wait a while? Well, let me try to answer that for you. I've used a lot of different methods to build my UI, especially for iOS apps. I've coded interfaces, user interfaces. I've used storyboards, and I've used nibs, and I've also used SwiftUI. And I can tell you, hands down, like without a doubt, that SwiftUI is the easiest way to create user interfaces. Now, I've developed in a lot of other languages and a lot of other platforms, and I can still tell you that compared to everything I've ever used before, and a lot of different Microsoft technologies and web technologies, SwiftUI still is the easiest way that I've ever used to create user interfaces. Now, I should back up a little bit. Creating a user interface in Sketch, a design program, is super easy. And I would say that's really easy. But when it comes to using a tool that is built right into the development environment, SwiftUI is probably the easiest that I've ever used to put together a user interface. So with that said, yes, I would definitely and highly recommend using SwiftUI. And that's probably why you bought this package here of materials that I've offered to teach you SwiftUI. So you definitely made the right decision. And I think you're going to have a lot of fun as you start getting into this and you start creating your screens. Okay, so let's talk about some of these concepts. I want to give you some basic knowledge here to get you used to thinking with SwiftUI, how to work with it, how to think with it. And one of the things that I try to teach right away is this concept that SwiftUI is built up with views. Everything that's displayed on a screen is a view. It's a piece of the view. And you take all these pieces and you put them all together like a puzzle, and it gets displayed on the screen. Now, the cool thing about that with these views is that depending on the orientation of the device or the size of the device, they expand and contract and reposition themselves automatically. I mean, you can put things on the screen and it looks great. And then it gets handled automatically depending on the size of the text. You know, if someone's using accessibility features to make the text larger, it handles all this for you. You don't have to worry about constraints anymore. So that is a really cool thing about these views. They have a lot of built-in knowledge that handle a lot of things for you by default. Now let's talk about modifiers. When you're using a design program, say like Sketch, you might be used to adding things to your canvas, and your canvas is just your drawing area. For us, it would be like the screen, right? You're adding things to the screen. And so you add these elements to your canvas that you're going to use to create a picture, or maybe you're designing a user interface. And say you draw like a rectangle on the canvas, that would be a view. And then what do you do next? Well, you just have a white rectangle there on the screen. You might want to give it a color, and you might want to change the size. So every time you do that, you're modifying the rectangle, right? You're modifying it with a color, and then you modify the size. So modify means to change in some way. And in SwiftUI, that is what they're called. They're called modifiers. So in SwiftUI, you have views, and then you have modifiers on those views that change it in some way. So you have a view that has text in it, and you want to change the size of the text. So you use a modifier to change the size of the text. And when I talk about these modifiers, what I mean is these modifiers, they're not called modifier and then change text and modifier. Modifier is the name of a lot of these different functions that you use on the views. So for example, you draw a button and you want to modify the text size and you want to modify the color of that text in the button. And maybe you want to give the button a border. So you add another modifier that gives it a border. So that is the main thing I want to convey to you in this episode here, is that SwiftUI is composed of views and modifiers. You add views to create your screen, and then you change those views with modifiers. Now, there's a couple of ways that you can change these modifiers. You can do it right in code, but you might not know what kind of modifiers are available. Well, that's where the object library comes in. You know, you hold down Command, Shift, and then hit L, and it brings up your library of modifiers. You can search for modifiers in there, and you can add modifiers. And then the cool thing is, once there are modifiers on there, there is an attribute inspector that you can use when you select a view to change all those different modifiers. Okay, so that's it for this episode. You're getting started with SwiftUI, and now you have the understanding that SwiftUI uses things called views to create your screen, and it uses modifiers to change those views to get them to look the way you want.